that we've found as we've been talking to federal agencies is exactly what you say, that a customer focus, which is, you know, in government, the customer is the citizen, can really help bring important outcomes for government. So I'll give you a couple examples here.
Sure.
One is that focusing on the customer actually helped the State Department and promote public safety and security. So one of the real vulnerabilities to the federal government is in lost passports. That's something that can really create identity theft issues and also help people gain access to the country if they're not otherwise supposed to. It used to be that the State Department would only allow citizens to report a lost or stolen passport in a really labor-intensive way. People had to send stuff into the State Department. They recently created a convenient online process to report lost or stolen passports, which made it much more likely that citizens would file a report. Interestingly, by doing this within a very short time frame, they're now up to about 9,500 reports a week of lost or stolen passports. That is really tremendous in terms of when you think about that most of those would have gone unreported. That's really, you know, a real increase in public security. The second one that I was thinking of, it relates to the Social Security Administration. And as you know, improper payments cost the government billions of dollars a year. And Social Security Administration provides $54 billion in benefits to Americans each year through the Supplemental Security Income Program. They started a program where beneficiaries could use a phone, a convenient mobile app to report their wages. What they used to have to do in the past was to mail or bring in pay stubs to a field office and wait for an employee to make manual updates. That's a really time-consuming process. By starting to use this convenient mobile app, they almost immediately began receiving about 4,000 wage updates a month. And, you know, so that started in 2013. Now, the last update I had was from September 2016. That number jumped to more than 60,000 updates through this app, which is really tremendous. And so that's more accurate data the government's getting, which really reduces the risk of improper payments. So those are two examples of really important government outcomes that are improved by better customer service.
And Mallory, in the examples that you looked at, can you tell what the initial impetus was for agencies to put these programs in place? In other words, were they thinking first and foremost about the customer experience, or was the end goal to achieve these improved outcomes that you just talked about, like additional reports of lost passports and improved results at SSA?
So I can't speak specifically to the goal of either of those, but I will say there's really been a shift towards agencies trying to increase the number of self-service options for customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, increase the number of options of things that agency, you know, whether it's agency individuals or citizens can do by themselves. It can decrease the costs of delivering services. It can also really make sure that people are getting really what they want in a highly customized experience. So I think agencies have really been looking to improve and increase a customer focus. And this was really a focus of the last administration through the cross-agency priority goals. One of them, as you know, was to improve the citizen experience. And, you know, as we look forward to the next set of CAP goals, I think this would be an important one to continue to really make sure that agencies both continue to deliver great value to citizens, but also make sure that, you know, government sees these secondary benefits as well.
There's one particular element of your report that I think it's going to be attractive to the new administration, which is on reducing the burden of government regulations. What's the connection between better customer service and regulatory matters?
Sure. So this example actually came from the New Zealand government, and they have an initiative there called Better for Business. And the goal is to lighten the regulatory load and streamline compliance for companies. And based on the results of surveys and interviews with business leaders, the government there found several ways to make life easier. One change links government databases and provides businesses with a single identification number, so they don't have to submit the same information to multiple agencies. In New Zealand, they found that the compliance costs for businesses went down 12% through this initiative, and they estimate that through just that identification number alone that I mentioned, they're going to save $60 million in compliance costs. So this is another example about how to do more with less, which is really, I think, a message that we're all focused on right now, and how to get better outcomes with fewer resources. And fewer resources not only for the government, but also to the private sector as well.
The term that comes up over and over again throughout the report is customer focus, saying that agencies need to adopt a customer focus. How do you actually do that? How do you put yourself in the shoes of your customer and bring that mindset to the table?
Sure. So there's a couple things that the partnership and Accenture have talked about over the past couple of years. And a lot of it comes to really knowing who the customer is. And you can do that one of a couple ways. One is through data, really understanding what the needs are of the citizens who are using your services, whether you're at the VA and you have typical customers being service members, veterans, and their families. If you're at the Social Security Administration and your typical customers are retired individuals and those who receive disability benefits. If you're at Department of Education and your typical customers are students seeking federal financial aid for education, it's really taking all of the data available to you and looking at what people are coming to your agency to do, and then how can you do it better? Really starting to think about what do we know about their experience, and a process that's typically used to do that is something called customer journey mapping, to really understand what is the journey that the customer goes through in trying to interact with your agency, and figuring out a way to make it better.
And beyond just kind of broadly making customer experience a priority for the government, you actually have some concrete specific recommendations for the administration on that front. You want to hit on some of those real quick before we let you go?
Yeah, sure. So the first one I shared before about I'd love to see this in the next set of cross-agency priority goals, which are required by the GPRA Modernization Act. And I really think this needs to stay a top priority for government. The second is the Paperwork Reduction Act. If you ask most government employees what the P word is, they'll tell you it's the Paperwork Reduction Act. It makes it way too hard for government to find out what citizens want. You asked before, how do you learn about the needs of customers? How do you learn what they want? The best way is to ask them, and the Paperwork Reduction Act makes that way too hard. Third is to establish a customer experience dashboard for government. Make sure that agency leaders know how the value of the services that they're providing to government, to citizens, and how that's changing over time. This is really modeled at the state and local level. You have CityStat in Baltimore. You have any number of cities who, you know, where governors really have ready, easy to access data about potholes being filled and traffic lights working and any number of other things. Government needs exactly the same thing. And then the fourth is to build partnerships across organizational boundaries. Very few citizens only deal with one agency. You need to make sure that experience is seamless when working across agencies.